Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I imagine that the most important thing to the typical person in Wisconsin is there a reliable supply of energy, and does it cost the right price?
Correct.
What difference would it make necessarily if one party or the other controls the state government?
I'm in the business of advocating for affordable and reliable energy no matter who's in power. So, you know, we tend to be able to work with both sides. I think you will see a little bit more of a pro-business angle taken with the new governor and the new legislature. And I think there will probably be some more things to address the cost situation, so cost containment, and some regulatory reforms, some regulatory streamlining are some of the things you'd probably should look for, and those are things we're fairly supportive of.
What do you expect the new majority's priorities to be starting in January?
Well, I think I would expect energy to be in the mix somewhere. May not be necessarily in any economic emergency package, but there may be a few items in there. I would think, though, that energy policy is usually wrestled over with a lot of different stakeholders. I think some of it may be taken throughout the session. I don't foresee one giant bill like the governor's global warming task force last time.
What do you think of the future of Wisconsin's nuclear moratorium?
I think that is very likely to be repealed. I'm not sure when during the session that would be repealed, but I think with Republican majorities and Governor-elect Walker, the nuclear moratorium is likely to go at some time during the session.
Jim Doyle and his fellow Democrats had a stated goal of getting Wisconsin to, at least the state government, to 20% renewable energy.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see that happening with the Republicans in charge?
I just don't see the renewable mandate that was part of the Governor Doyle's global warming task force becoming law anytime soon. And my association had a real problem with that legislation last time, also called the Clean Energy Jobs Act. You had high unemployment in manufacturing areas right now. We have high rates compared to the rest of the industrial Midwest. We had excess electricity supply, much more supply than demand right now due to the recession. And so a lot of these factors, both politically and policy-wise, really doomed that legislation, and I think for a good reason. It would have driven up costs, billions in new infrastructure when you have excess supply right now. It really didn't make policy sense. So if anything, there may be some pieces of that that maybe survived. Maybe some of the consensus pieces probably related to efficiency might be resurrected, but anything to do with a large renewable mandate, I think, is pretty much dead on arrival.
Todd Stewart, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.